Wisconsin school investigating photo of boys making apparent Nazi salute. By the Associated Press. A Wisconsin school district is investigating a photo of a group of high school boys giving what appears to be a Nazi salute, drawing a strong rebuke on social media. School Superintendent Lori Muller said she became aware of the photo Monday after it was posted on social media. The photo of more than 60 male students dressed in suits, some wearing boutonnieres, shows many with their right arm extended upward while posed on the steps of the Sauk County Courthouse. Muller didn't say what occasion may have brought the students together, but said the photo appears to have been taken last spring and wasn't taken on school grounds or at a school-sponsored event. The school district is investigating this situation and is working with parents, staff, and local authorities. If the gesture is what it appears to be, the district will pursue any and all available and appropriate actions, including legal, to address the issue, Muller said in a letter to parents and guardians. The school district is a hate-free environment where all people, regardless of race, color, religion, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, national origin, or ancestry, are respected and celebrated, Muller's letter continued. The photo spread quickly on Twitter Sunday night and Monday morning. The local police department said it was assisting with the district's investigation. The photo drew widespread condemnation, including from the Auschwitz Memorial and Museum in Poland and a state senator who represents the town of about 12,000 residents, 115 miles northwest of Milwaukee. This is why every single day we work hard to educate. We need to explain what is the danger of hateful ideology rising. Auschwitz, with its gas chambers, was at the very end of the long process of normalizing and accommodating hatred, the Auschwitz Memorial tweeted. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach suggested teenagers are taking their cues from President Donald Trump. There's no room in the world for anything like that at all. From what they're seeing out of the White House, that it's okay to be intolerant and racist, never is, never was, never will be, Erpenbach said. The White House didn't immediately respond to an email for comment seeking a response to Erpenbach. It's not the first time the school's students have been accused of using racially controversial symbols. In 2012, a group of students drove trucks around displaying Confederate battle flags to commemorate a friend who was killed in a car crash. The students removed the flags at the request of school officials. Many associate the flag with slavery, segregation, and white supremacy. A week before last week's midterm elections, area residents received white nationalist propaganda in their mailboxes. The single-page flyers with the headline "White Lives Matter" linked to websites promoting nationalist and anti-Semitic views.